This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, kicking off the second hour of the show. You can bring up what you want here. On the way, World War III. Is it already in progress? We got a story that Conan wanted to share about that. With me tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Conan.
And we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, though, where you can take control of the airwaves. That's what we do here. Of course, it is the first day of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Our crew is already on site at Rogers Campground in beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. They got the tent and the broadcast area set up. It's basically some equipment on a picnic table, but it works, and they're going to be recording the show there. So we used to do the show live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but it's been years since we did that because, tell you what, it just sucks to have your nights taken up when you're at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it's a lot easier to find guests in the middle of the day when people are all walking around the park and they're not too drunk or whatever, right, or too inebriated in whatever way. And so it's easier for us to just do a recorded show from there. And so that's what we're going to hear starting tomorrow, Tuesday through whenever it is that that we're finished. It's a two-week-long thing. There's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and then there's ForkFest that starts next Monday and goes for a week. So we're going to have our crew there on site, and they'll be reporting to you the goings-on, just a slice of it, right? Because there's 3,000 people expected to be there this week. And it usually, of course, it ramps up as you get closer to the end of the week. People get off work and families or whatever. They're coming up on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So it's going to get busier and busier as the week goes on. We'll hear all about it from Mark and Aria and whatever other co-hosts happen to be around, and various different guests that I'm sure they're going to drag on to talk to, maybe some guest speakers and things like that. So I don't know what to expect. I'm not there. Unfortunately, I can only go for one day this week because my bail conditions basically prohibit me from spending any significant time at the campground. But we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Dave Ridley is on the line, and he's from RidleyReport.com. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, there's this saying that slavery is not enforced by slave owners. It's enforced by the slaves themselves.
Sure.
The latest reminder of that comes in the actions of the NH Nurse Practitioner Association. There's a bill in New Hampshire to try and let people get ivermectin from a pharmacist directly without having to get a prescription.
Okay.
It's a COVID, you know, was thought to be a possible COVID treatment. The Nurse Practitioner Association is lobbying hard to try to make sure you can't make that choice for yourself, that you have to go to a doctor first.
Wow.
In the middle of your COVID and then expose whoever's in the clinic.
It takes time and money. Of course, they're going to get a piece.
Yeah,
of course, they're going to get a piece of that money.
It's just their way of the latest thing to throw their customers or the patients under the bus in the name of, the Nurse Practitioner Association knows what's best for you, even if you don't want to deal with the Nurse Practitioner Association.
Yeah. And if you can't afford medical care, that's why. I mean, there was for a long time and still I'm taking Adderall. So every month, for a long time, I don't have to do this with my current practitioner, but for a long time with, I would have to go in every month and sit there for an hour with a shrink, which cost me about $200.
Yep.
Just so he could write me the prescription for the same thing that I've needed the whole time.
It's like a cartel.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The whole prescription system is a total racket.
Yeah.
And it's to line their pockets, and everyone's getting a piece of it. You get the pharmacies getting a piece of it. The New Hampshire Nurses Here Association is getting a piece of it. It's their jobs, and they know where all the money is, how it works.
And it's not only that they make the extra sales, but if they're working as many hours as they want to work, then and they have more customers coming than they can serve at that time, well, how do they filter out the extra customers? They raise their prices, and they raise their prices, and they keep doing that until they have no more than the amount of customers that, they want to pay for.
Well, and of course, the state restricts the number of doctors, so the number of suppliers is restricted arbitrarily. And of course, those doctors want that restriction there because they want to be able to keep raising their prices.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a scandal that's been ignored. There were a couple of times when the American Medical Association said there's going to be a glut of doctors in the future, so they conned the government into cutting the number of doctors and cutting the number of medical school spots that were available and internship spots that were available, and they created a shortage of doctors by doing so. And once they created the shortage, they cashed in on it by raising their prices.
Here's my opinion on this and how to target the problem, and that is buy overseas. Buy online, buy overseas, and just bypass these scoundrels, this racket, and hit them where it hurts.
Is that legal?
No, of course it's not.
Okay.
No. No, but and hit them where it hurts, their bank, their pockets, their pocketbooks, and but I guess if this law passes, that it won't be an issue. But you're still going to be paying ivermectin at U.S. cost.
Did this thing pass?
Right.
Didn't this pass the state house? Did it get through the Senate? Do you know?
I don't know where it stands. I don't think it's gone all the way through yet. I think they're arguing the governor should veto it. So maybe it's gone to the governor after going to the other. It's interesting too that the sources they quote that, you know, they're making a medical decision, you know, that ivermectin is not good for you. And now maybe it's not, right? Like, who knows? I don't know.
Well, ivermectin is a very widely prescribed drug. It's
billions of doses.
It's used as a prophylactic in a lot of African countries against
antibacterial.
Yeah, against things that carry
malaria and dengue.
And a lot of people believe that's why COVID barely touched Africa, where you would think that Africa would have been a disaster area.
And India.
But and India and also Japan.
No, that's because the Japanese wear masks.
The whole thing started in China. They like to mask too.
That's true.
But because of the pollution, not because of they're walking through poop. They're not afraid of some stupid virus. They're
Ridley,
afraid of they want to be able to breathe.
What else did you want to share tonight?
Their source, you know, for making these claims as to what we should and shouldn't be doing with our health are the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, FDA, World Health Organization. Yeah, how reliable are those institutions?
They're not.
And the other thing they said that it
they're
was
they're political institutions.
Yeah,
is what they are.
Everything they said during COVID has turned out to be a lie.
There's a nice little Freudian slip they made too here. They said, as well, we do not need a commission to study the use of ivermectin to treat COVID-19. Let's leave this to dedicated health research institutions who are capable of producing high quality studies that have controlled populations.
Nobody's going to do studies on ivermectin because the thing about ivermectin is
pennies
a dose because it's an old drug and it doesn't have patent protection.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't afford your medication, that's not because the medication is expensive, it's because the patent is expensive.
Yeah, and it's the same thing with hydroxychloroquine. Exact same thing. They can't make money off of it, and that's why they have they suppressed it since day one.
Yeah, and the action of ivermectin against COVID is identical to what this big pharma thing does, which is it suppresses an enzyme that they use to cut up big proteins into little proteins to use them to build their bodies, basically.
Yeah, but the ivermectin doesn't change your DNA, right?
Well, I'm not saying the vaccine, but there's a big pharma treatment.
Oh, the pill. The thing they came out with. Yeah, that's right.
That's almost identical in its clinical action to ivermectin, but it's under patent, so it's going to cost you thousands.
Times as much, yeah. Thanks, Ridley. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. This is Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. We got open phones here. If you want to join us, the number 603-283-6160. Coming up, World War III.
It's back.
It's happening.
Never went away.
And Conan's got that story. You're welcome to share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind at 603-283-6160 as we kick off the first day of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, our last live show likely for several days in a row. It's Free Talk.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. festival season, and Porcupine Freedom Festival is kicking it off today with the very first day, kind of basically the setup day, but I'm sure there's people partying tonight. We're going to get an update coming up here from our very own Aria DeMezzo. She is on the campground, was probably got there around noon today, got everything all set up. They're ready to start broadcasting from the campground, starting with tomorrow night's show. So I'm looking forward to it. It's always fun to listen to the Porkfest shows, especially because I can't go, except for I get to go one day this time, because, well, I guess I could go every day if I felt like driving 6 hours a day, but no.
Ian, what are you going to do with yourself for the next 2 weeks?
I got stuff to do from Conan, just like you
all
do.
All right.
So we'll be busy here at the Free Talk Live studios in Keene. But it's not just the Porcupine Freedom Festival and the follow-up to it, which is ForkFest, that starts next Monday. Coming up in July, the 13th through the 16th, Freedom Fest is back in Vegas. And Freedom Fest is probably the largest convention for freedom-minded people. And there are some conservatives there, too. But there's it's an interesting
mix.
It's
all right.
That's good. It's good for the crowds.
You don't
want to
be a complete bubble.
Yeah, right. It's definitely not an echo chamber.
We need people to argue with.
Yeah, and you will have some interesting discussions there. They're going to cover a bunch of topics: Bitcoin, gold, economics, politics, the Constitution, philosophy, science, technology, vaccines, education, and more. The theme this year is Turning the Tide, and you can get your tickets for $50 off the regular rate by using code FTL50 at freedomfest.com. That's code FTL50. Big name speakers this year: John Cleese. Yeah, that John Cleese.
I didn't know he was going to
Porkfest.
No, we're talking about Freedom Fest.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reading about ivermectin.
Ben Stein.
Sidelined.
Glenn Beck. Rand Paul. Spike Cohen. Justin Amash. Andrew Yang is going to be there?
No one knows what's up with that.
Unless he's debating something. We'll see. It'll be interesting, though. I guarantee that Glenn Greenwald's coming out for it as well. Go to freedomfest.com. It's July 13th through the 16th, happening at the Mirage in Vegas. And our very own Mark Edge is apparently going to be at the conference. I believe he's going to be speaking about locating liberty, which is pretty cool. All right, let's go to the phones here. Gigi is on the line in South Carolina.
Oh, hold on, Gigi. Yes. I was just reading a little bit backstory on the ivermectin, trying to figure out who the what the pill was that Merck was making. By the way, Merck owns ivermectin.
Mm-hmm.
It was discovered, ivermectin discovered in 1975. Approved for human use in 1987. Nobody really liked
there
it.
There was a Nobel Prize awarded.
Oh, absolutely, just a couple years ago. For the two discoverers, but you'll like this a whole lot. In 2018, it was the 420th most prescribed most prescribed medication in the world. So it's not no slouch. It's not something they just discovered. And no, they are FDA, CDC, WHO. They have been leading you around by the nose for the last two years, trying to convince you.
Trying to make their buddies wealthy by
absolutely.
You to get their stuff.
Oh, and so Merck can sell their pill, which is basically ivermectin, but they just renamed it. It's got some ivermectin.
Change a molecule here.
Yeah,
or something like that, right?
Exactly. Kind of does exactly what it's supposed to do, but they'll, you know, but they own the patent on that as well. So it's a scam. It's a total scam.
Yeah. And it doesn't take much, apparently, depending on how it's used. They did a study in Brazil where they basically dosed people every 15 days. They gave them a minimal dose of ivermectin, and these weren't sick people. This was just
a prophylactic
protection.
Prophylactic. Mm-hmm.
And they found like a 75% reduction in death by COVID by just giving ivermectin to healthy people.
And other things like bugs and malaria and lice and, you know, all kinds of parasites that are trying to use you for lunch.
Let's go to the phones here. Gigi is
all
on the
parasites
line.
Except the government.
Yeah,
right.
Sadly.
I wish we could just take a pill to make them go away. Gigi, you're on Free Talk Live from South Carolina.
That's LSD. Gentlemen, I had a thought that I would like to pose to our nationwide listening audience, as well as you gentlemen on the panel. Israel and Germany share incredible diplomatic relations economically, militarily, socially, agriculturally. The United States and Vietnam as well. Why can't the United States and Cuba do the same. It's long overdue.
Hey, hasn't it gotten better in recent years?
Yeah, there has been
a little better.
A slight rolling back. It's I believe you can now actually visit Cuba. Our very own Mark Edge did a few years ago, went to visit Cuba.
I did as well.
Mm-hmm. What was it like?
I did as well, and it was very interesting culturally, geographically, linguistically. A beautiful country, a high literate rate. An incredibly well-educated population, different political system, which is not for us to govern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I would agree with you there, but of course, I definitely support the people in Cuba that would like to end the communist state there. And of course, there was a recent controversy. Was it last summer? Where I mean, it was either last summer or 2020. That summer,
yes,
there were
people
major
arrested.
Protests.
That's correct. But isn't it about time that we end the embargo?
I agree. Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
absolutely.
That's my concern.
Yep, 100%.
And one of the things, one of the problems with these embargoes, and you see it when you talk to people about Venezuela, for example, where Venezuela's completely destroyed its economy with socialism. But if you talk to one of these idiot commies, they'll be like, oh, well, they're just failing because they can't trade with the United States because of the embargo. And other than that, they'd be okay. And it's like, well, so you're saying that socialism only works if you have capitalists to trade with. Is that what you're telling me? That
no,
it helps. It does help.
Because it should not be used as a scapegoat. Listen, I grew up in Miami, and for many, many years, I was a professor at Florida International University. And the city of Doral has a huge Venezuelan population. Of course, Miami-Dade County has a very, very sizable Cuban population. And, you know, they have a lot of different opinions within both their communities regarding what both of you are saying.
Thank you, Gigi, for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, she's absolutely right. The embargo gives the socialists the excuse to point the finger at the U.S. government and say, they're the source of all of our woes. And, you know, while your point is absolutely correct on it, nobody, it still gives them that
excuse, a scapegoat.
Yeah, and so if that doesn't exist, that's one more thing they can't point to.
I say lift them. Let us. You know, if you want to do business with a commie country,
it's an individual. You're doing business with the individual, unless you're actually selling something to the government.
To their government. Well, but that's how communism works, right?
Yeah.
I mean, are all the businesses basically in the government's pocket?
Well, I mean, not in Venezuela per se, and they've got socialism, right?
Cuba.
So, yeah,
it's
not so much as much these
more
days.
More complex.
As an ethical question, is it okay to do business with your enemy? Commies are my enemies.
There's more coming up. Good question. We can address that on the way. The number is 603-283-6160. And who's the bad guy when it comes to World War III? We're going to still get to that topic. That's on the way as well. This is
Free
Talk Live.
Isn't it?
Yep.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal officials will give an update Tuesday on the status of COVID vaccines for kids under 5. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky and Dr. Anthony Fauci will be among those to speak. The update is scheduled for 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Meantime, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the White House is lying about the state changing its decision to order coronavirus vaccines. The governor saying Florida residents can talk to their doctors or pediatricians about getting a vaccine if they want one. Things are quiet in the tropics. The National Hurricane Center in Miami saying no new storms should develop in the Atlantic Basin for the next 5 days. This hurricane season has featured just one named storm, Alex, which formed in early June. You're listening to USA Radio News. The president wrote a letter last week to oil producers urging them to focus on production over profits. Appearing on Fox's America Reports, Indiana Republican Congressman Jim Banks shares what he believes would lower energy costs.
We need to make America energy independent again. We need to roll back the incredible sheer number of regulations that the Biden administration has put in place.
The White House says that oil prices are high across the globe as a result of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Voters in Israel are heading back to the polls.
On Monday, the leaders of Israel's coalition government said they would move to dissolve parliament and call for new elections, sending the country back to the polls for the fifth time in 3 years. Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid is expected to become transitional prime minister during an election period likely to last several months. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can bring up whatever you want. Coming up, World War III. Talking about it, apparently. The country of the United Kingdom may be getting into the fight.
And actually making the claim that this is, in fact, World War III, what they're entering into, and they are happy with it all.
Without the government.
Their government, that is, anyways.
Mm-hmm. Without the government, who would blow up the world and kill us all?
And you asked an interesting question, Conan, about buying from the enemy, about free trade.
Is it morally, ethically acceptable to do business with something you don't agree with? So, for example, the whole Cuban embargo back in the day was because we don't do business with communism because that's anti-American. It's anti-everything that we stand for, according to what I've been told. And I'm not a fan with that system of belief, but should I refrain from interacting with those people, and or is that just not going to is that the non-Christian way to handle it?
On a government level,
if I want to help the people, if I truly want to help them, shouldn't I be friendly with them?
From the government's point of view, the question is really, well, if you don't like communism because the people under communism aren't free, then should you take the freedom to trade away from your own people to show that taking freedom from people is
cool.
Wrong?
Yeah, come on over and check our supermarket. come check our supermarkets out. We got food wall to wall versus your, couple of flavors of this and that.
The big thing that's credited with winning the Cold War is Levi Strauss.
Yep.
You know, they loved Levi's in Russia.
Let's bring it back to a
all
more...
All the cab drivers were selling Levi's out of the, the trunks of their cars because you couldn't get them there.
Let's look at it at another angle. Your smaller community. Your neighbor, he's a butt. He beats his wife. He beats his kid.
He's a cop, you're saying.
He's a cop, of course. Should you refrain from doing business with that family? Should I? So I have things that I could, you know, barter with, you know, with this person. Should I? And I'm totally against, you know, that's not just an ideological problem. That is an actual physical. He's punishing his family. And I don't agree with that. Should I refrain from doing business with that person? Or am I just hurting the family as a whole? Not just him, but the entire family is hurt by me not doing business with that.
That's a tough question.
How do you fix that problem, by the way?
I don't know. I mean, I would say that that's yet another case where other people shouldn't make that decision for you.
Yeah, that much is true. And everybody has to decide where they want to draw the line because, you know, like it's like when it came down to all the restrictions that businesses were putting in place during the COVID crackdown. Like, well, every one of these corporations is doing bad stuff, right? Like, they all agree with the government to some extent. They're doing the government's bidding. Yep. But if you stop shopping completely, then you're going to have a tough time unless you're completely set up as Conan is with total independence of, you know, growing your own food.
Almost.
And all that. So you can only be so choosy with where you take your business in this world.
Yeah. Well, just ask those corporations because none of them stopped doing business with the United States government when the United States invaded Iraq for absolutely no reason, which was just as brutal, just as unjustified as the Russians invading the Ukraine. So why is it that the Ukrainians matter and the Iraqis don't matter? Is it just because the Ukrainians are white? I mean, what is it?
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Max is on the line in our very own New Hampshire. Go ahead, Max.
Oh, hey, guys. Great show tonight. I've been listening for years. My first time calling in.
Welcome.
So, right. So I registered to run for state representative in Winchester, District 11.
Ah, nice. It's that Max. I was wondering if it was you. He's Matt Santanastasso's brother, younger brother. So we already have a Santanastasso in office as a state rep, and maybe we're going to have ourselves a little political dynasty here soon. Go ahead.
Can't get too many of them. There won't be no room for their names.
So what's up, man?
So I got invited to a Young Americans for Liberty event in Manchester that was like just tips on how to win your candidacy. And
okay.
It was a great event. But while they're going through all the presentations and everything, they would call you into a room to kind of vet you and see, like, you know, are you just a, you know, state of shill or what's your deal? You know, cause like a lot of people, it's crazy actually, the people that end up there, like someone's like, yeah, I'm just anyway. So they're there to vet you. And it was pretty basic stuff. And then they asked me, they said, what's your position on right to work? And, you know, I know the principles of liberty, but sometimes I screw up government stuff because it's not like, you know, the Patriot Act. It's like, what is that one again? You know, is that the one? It sounds good, right? But, so I was like, you mean the one that, the government restricts an employer, you know, employer's ability to make conditions of employment. And one of those conditions being that you have to join a union. Now, me personally, I don't like unions. I wouldn't work for one. But you know, you can not take the job. And so anyway, that's what it is. It's a positive right. And they're like, yeah, that one. I was like, oh, well, I'm against it. And their eyes kind of widened up like, whoa. Like, and then we started kind of going back and forth about it. I was like, well, wait, am I missing something here? Like, you know, like, but no, it's exactly what I thought it was. And anyway.
Can you define right to work? Because it's one of those confusing sounding things that on its face, it's like, well, why would anybody oppose the right to work? Shouldn't everybody have a right to work? So, like, it's like kind of like the Patriot Act, though, right? Like, what does it actually mean?
So, right to work, as far as I'm concerned, again, I'm hunting for what I might be missing here. But right to work is the government, you know, pointing guns at employers and restricting them from, it makes it against the law. And I'm just saying, for you to work here, you must join our union. And, of course, some unions have dues you have to pay to be a part of the union.
Mm-hmm.
And it restricts that. It says, you cannot require that people join your union.
Right, so it's the right to work without having to join a union.
Correct.
Is what that means. Okay.
And I thought, like, because I'm not the type of person that says, what's the consensus on libertarians do? Like, I just look at my principles and I say,
That's all right, I believe in freedom of association.
Yeah. I believe in, you know, that's pretty much it. Freedom of association, the free market. So I'm like, you know, if your employer says you have to wear a purple shirt and get 6 COVID boosters every week, I mean, I'm not going to work there. But
right.
That's the condition, and that's freedom of association. So seems like an easy one. So after I leave this event, I'm calling people up. I'm like, hey. You know, and they're like, oh, obviously I'm for right to work. I'm like, what? And I'm looking at articles online, and so am I missing something here? Do you guys, can you guys fill me in?
Well, I mean, your right to work is forcing an employer to act a certain way, which mm-hmm. is anti-libertarian.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I am against unions as well. I don't know any employers who actually would ever want to force you into a union because it's not beneficial to any employer out there. I guess governments would probably like it, government agencies. But, yeah, forcing an employer to do anything is anti-libertarian. But at the same time, I would never work for a company that forced me to join some union. I would say, screw off, I'll take my business elsewhere. So I guess that's how I see it.
Yeah, another important question, I guess, would be what are the state laws, if any, surrounding the formation of unions? Is it to the point where, like, you know, obviously New Hampshire's probably not as bad as somewhere like New York.
Or Massachusetts.
Where unions are just unstoppable.
And they screw everything up. You can't get anything done with these people.
So, I mean, it should also be true that an employer can refuse to employ people if they create a union, right? Like, there may be states
they can't do now. So right to work, as it's current,
there should be a law called right to hire.
The problem is right to work was basically formulated because a lot of these employers have contracts that they didn't want to enter into
because of the union
because
laws.
They couldn't fire the people who were agitating against their business, who were their employees. So this was their response.
Thank you, Max, for the call. Good luck with the campaign. Keep us in the loop as it develops.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and phones are up in here. You can join us. Bring up whatever you want. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, we got Ian.
Nobody.
And Conan.
Coming up October 21st through the 23rd, the Free Cities Foundation is throwing another convention. It's going to be their second year doing what's called Liberty in Our Lifetime. It's happening this time in the city of Prague, and they'll be showcasing autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up all around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live better, freer lives. The conference theme is Parallel Structures for Progress. Free Talk Live listeners are being offered a 20% discount on tickets, which you can use code FTL20 to get that discount when you're checking out at lifetimeliberty.com. Code FTL20. Join Mark Edge, our co-host. He's going to be there in Prague from October 21st through the 23rd. If you want to follow the conference on Twitter, their handle is at LibertyIOL, like Liberty in Our Lifetime. And you can make sure you can get your tickets, get the early bird discount, do it soon. And if you want to buy with Bitcoin, you can drop them a Twitter direct message for instructions on how to do that. LifetimeLiberty.com, code FTL20. And again, that's October 21st through the 23rd. Mark looks forward to seeing you in Prague as we go even further around the world, all the way down to where it's tomorrow. Gwyneth calling from the future in Victoria. It's 10-something in the morning in Victoria, Australia. Go ahead, Gwyneth.
Hello, how are you all this morning?
Hey, thanks for calling in.
I love Sarah from New Mexico.
Oh, God. You guys still locked down?
I never take her seriously.
That's the best way to take her.
Boy, she's entertaining. She always makes me laugh. And I love David with all of his battles with his children.
Mm.
Yeah, not with his children, with the CPS or his
the
wife
courts.
Or whoever it is.
Yeah.
The courts, yeah.
Well, what were you calling about tonight? I'm glad you enjoy the show, Gwyneth. But Conan, actually, before you get into your point, Conan had a question for you. I don't know if you heard it.
Yeah, are you guys still locked down?
Yes and no. Okay, I won't take the vaccine, so I can't go into places like public libraries. And I don't have as many rights as the general public. Most places that want you to have a job require you to be vaccinated still. But if I want to go to the supermarket or whatever, I'm able to do that safely.
Are they mandating masks still in public places?
Not really, but probably about 10% of the sheep are still wearing them.
Wow.
Do you have any idea the percentage of the population there in Victoria that are vaxxed, 100% vaxxed, versus those who have refrained from taking this nonsense?
It's hard to say for sure because the government lies about so many figures. The government say it's upwards of 90%. I would say that might be true because so many people here have bought into it, you know. And I sometimes feel very much alone with talking to, you know, like people just in the community and just trying to tell them that this is a genocidal program to kill you all, and they don't seem to get it.
It might be time for you to take your family and move up out of there, move north.
Well, it's like this. My children are now adult children, and I get on really well with them. I've had a lot of battles with the families department when they were younger because, you know, they wanted to kidnap them and I wouldn't let them. And I dug my heels in, and they might have kidnapped them once, but I went and got them back and put them into state. So that I can never go back to that state, but that's okay because I got the chance to be my children's mother.
Was that why you were calling tonight, or was it a different issue?
No, it was actually the local municipality, which is Lobbenshire Council. And I've been battling with them for many, many years over the issue of property taxes, which they call land rates here in Australia, but it's the same thing. And I just wanted to let everybody know what I found out in my battle. That their whole land rate system is completely fraudulent, okay? And they will, if you stop paying your property taxes, they will send the goons to your gate.
Sure.
You know, the ones that wear the funny Halloween costumes with pentagrams on them?
I've not seen that.
Here in Victoria, the pentagrams are actually upside-down pentagrams, so they're actually bassinet styles.
Wow.
You know, that's if you look up Victoria Police logo on the internet, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. It's
oh, yeah, sure enough.
Bassinet style with a crown on the top.
Straight up pentagram right there in the Victoria Police logo.
Yeah, and the crown is right there on top of the goat's head.
Wow.
There's a goat.
And it's got a laurel wreath around it for victory. So how's that? You do not get more satanic than that.
That's amazing.
You need to move out of there.
So wait, what are they doing exactly? You're calling about them, but what's the issue that they're targeting you for?
Not paying my property taxes because it's a fraud. Because I found out that it was a fraud, and I have a personal policy in my life. When I find out that somebody's defrauding me, I stop playing ball with them.
It's a good policy, generally, unless their gang is humongous and violent and insane. I mean, so what's the first thing the gang did, and how long ago did you stop paying them?
Well, I stopped paying them in 2016.
Wow.
And the worst thing that they've done is that they sent six of their gang members around to my place. You know, that's the ones with the Halloween costumes and the styles on. And they basically, by force of arms, compelled me to sign an undertaking of bail.
And what does that mean? An undertaking of bail?
Basically, they put me on bail for no reason.
Oh.
And they said that if I didn't sign this, that they were going to kidnap me and, you know, put me in the back of their wagon and drive me around for a bit.
What an amazing business that is. Even if people don't want your product, you can force them to buy it and force them to pay for it, but you don't have to deliver it.
Yeah, well, this is it. I don't receive any services from my municipality at all. I don't even get my rubbish picked up. I have other arrangements for that, the rubbish disposal.
Trash.
But they are a corporation, I've got a university degree, by the way. I've got a bachelor's of science degree, and I should study law one day, but I don't think they'd let me into the law society somehow.
Probably won't let you in the building unless you're vaxxed.
They won't either. I studied the High Court precedent here in Australia, and I found out that fee simple title is absolute, and the Crown is not allowed to take it off you. And you have a similar law in the United States, which is UCC 1-308. And it can be applied. If you type in UCC 1-308, you will see what it says. And it can be applied to municipalities. If you don't want to contract with them, you don't have to contract with them.
Well, these are all very interesting theories. So let me just find out a little more about your situation, Gwyneth. So 2016, you stopped paying the equivalent of the property tax there. Then they came and forced you to sign a bail document, putting you under bail conditions. What does that mean exactly? What are your bail conditions? Like, my bail conditions, I can't even leave the house after 11 o'clock at night. I've got a curfew. So what are they doing to you?
They're not current anymore. It was because what happened was they said, well, you've got to show up to this little backcountry courthouse in a month's time and, you know, and deal with the issue then. So I showed up there, and they had this document, and they said, well, this is a payment plan, basically, and this is which is an agreement to pay the so-called debt, okay? So I said, I want to take this away. I want to have a look at it. And they called it a court order, okay? Hmm. And I still have copies of all these documents.
I want you to hang on. Do you have time? I know you're on an international call here, but do you have time to hang on through through the news?
I can hang on.
Okay, great. Yeah, I definitely want to hear more about this. We got a lady on the line, Gwyneth, from Victoria, Australia, says she hasn't paid property taxes, it sounds like, since 2016.
And probably does. Like a pistol.
Oh, I love her.
Illegal in Australia.
Oh, there's more coming up here. Hour 3's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.